Good morning. It's March 22nd, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. Imagine regaining control over parts of your life that seemed forever lost. This became a reality for Noland Arbaugh, a quadriplegic since a 2016 accident, who demonstrated an extraordinary feat: controlling a computer and playing video games without moving, all thanks to Neuralink's telepathy brain chip. Arbaugh's demonstration wasn't just about gaming. He showed how the chip, implanted in the part of the brain responsible for movement, allowed him to operate a mouse cursor, play online chess, and even pause music through intention alone. This technology represents a breakthrough in how we think about interaction between the human brain and machines. Despite the successful demonstration and Arbaugh's recovery from the surgery, he highlighted that the technology is still in its infancy, with several issues needing resolution. Neuralink, the company behind this innovation, has crossed a significant milestone by receiving FDA approval for human clinical trials and is on the lookout for participants for a 6-year study. However, Neuralink's journey has not been without controversy, facing criticism over the death of animals during its testing phase. Yet, Elon Musk, the brain behind the enterprise, remains optimistic about the technology's potential to revolutionize the lives of those with severe paralysis. As we stand on the brink of this new frontier, the long-term success of Neuralink's endeavors remains an open question, with much work ahead in this groundbreaking field. In a remarkable leap forward for medical science, doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital have achieved a first-of-its-kind success by transplanting a genetically modified pig kidney into a human patient. This pioneering procedure opens a new chapter in the quest to solve the critical organ shortage crisis. The recipient of this groundbreaking transplant is 62-year-old Richard Slayman, who had previously received a kidney transplant in 2018. On March 16th, during a 4-hour surgical operation, the genetically modified pig kidney was transplanted into Slayman, marking a significant milestone as the kidney began functioning and producing urine shortly after the surgery. This success is not just a medical victory for Slayman, but a beacon of hope for thousands of patients on the national waiting list for organ transplants. The use of pigs as organ donors has been under scientific scrutiny since the 1980s, given their metabolic similarities to humans. This successful kidney transplant builds upon years of xenotransplantation research, aiming to make pig organs viable for human use. Prior attempts at xenotransplantation, including 2 pig heart transplants in Maryland, ended in the patient's deaths weeks after the surgery. However, this latest achievement with a kidney transplant represents a significant breakthrough in the field. The implications of this successful procedure extend far beyond the immediate benefit to Mr. Slayman. It potentially paves the way for a revolution in organ transplantation, offering a new solution to the dire shortage of human organs available for transplant. However, the journey towards widespread clinical application of this treatment is just beginning. Further studies involving more patients across different medical centers are needed to fully understand the viability and safety of using genetically modified pig organs in human transplants. In a dramatic turn of events, a Russian Soyuz spacecraft's launch was halted just 21 seconds before liftoff, marking a significant moment in space exploration history. This incident involved a crew of 2 female astronauts, including NASA's Tracy Dyson and Marina Vasilyevskaya of Belarus, alongside a Russian cosmonaut. The abrupt cancellation was triggered by a voltage drop in a power source, activating an automatic safety system designed to prevent mishaps during the launch sequence. The crew was quickly and safely extracted from the spacecraft, ensuring their well-being following the unexpected halt. The Russian space agency Roscosmos has pinpointed the cause of the failed launch to a voltage drop in a chemical power source. This isn't the first time the Russian space program has faced such a setback. A similar incident occurred in October 2018, raising concerns over the reliability of future missions. Despite this, the next launch attempt is optimistically scheduled for Saturday, pending a thorough resolution of the electrical issue. The cancellation of this launch not only delays the crew's planned activities on the International Space Station, ISS, but also impacts the transportation of a U.S. astronaut back to Earth. However, both Roscosmos and NASA remain committed to their joint space exploration goals, emphasizing the ISS's role as a symbol of post-Cold War international cooperation. This mission was particularly noteworthy as it would have marked the first time two women flew together in a Soyuz capsule to the ISS, a significant milestone in promoting gender diversity in space exploration. Meanwhile, in a separate but related development, an uncrewed SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, carrying 3 tons of equipment and supplies to the ISS. This juxtaposition of events underscores the dynamic and unpredictable nature of space exploration, highlighting the ongoing international collaboration despite geopolitical tensions, particularly between Russia and the West. The space community eagerly anticipates the rescheduled launch, hopeful for a successful mission that continues to push the boundaries of human achievement in space. A new study published in The Lancet rings alarm bells about the future of global population trends, predicting a significant decline in fertility rates worldwide. By the end of this century, it's projected that over 97% of countries will have fertility rates below the level needed to maintain their current populations, signaling a shift towards a demographically divided world with profound economic and social implications. This groundbreaking research, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and conducted by the GBD 2021 Fertility and Forecasting Collaborators, alongside researchers at the University of Washington, Seattle, USA, delves into the expected changes in live birth patterns across the globe. A notable finding is that sub-Saharan Africa is anticipated to account for more than half of all babies born by 2100, highlighting a significant geographical shift in birth rates. The study's authors are sounding the alarm for national governments to start preparing now for the inevitable impacts on economies, food security, health, the environment, and geopolitical security. They advocate for improved access to contraceptives and education for women in low-income settings, as well as the adoption of pro-natal policies and open immigration strategies in countries with low fertility but high income. Despite the challenges posed by declining total fertility rates, TFRs, which are expected to fall below the replacement level in many countries by 2050 and lead to a natural rate of population increase turning negative by 2100, the researchers see potential for innovation. They argue that this demographic shift could drive new solutions for sustainable development, underscoring the importance of informed decision-making to navigate the challenges ahead. A groundbreaking study has unveiled that the cosmos may hold more cannibalistic stars than previously thought, challenging our understanding of planetary evolution. Led by Fan Liu of Monash University and published in the prestigious journal Nature, this research utilized the European Space Agency's Gaia spacecraft to peer into the elemental makeup of stars, revealing that a significant number have consumed their own planets. The team focused on 91 pairs of co-natal stars, which are stars born from the same cloud of gas and dust and have journeyed through space together. By analyzing their elemental compositions, the researchers found that 8% of these pairs showed clear signs of having ingested a planet. This discovery suggests that 1 in 12 stars in the universe could be a planet eater, a term that paints a vivid picture of the violent and unpredictable nature of celestial interactions. This finding not only challenges the prevailing theories about how planets evolve, but also opens up a plethora of questions regarding the process of planetary engulfment. Why does it occur? How does it impact the exoplanet population? And what are the implications for the habitability of planetary systems? These are critical questions that this study brings to the forefront, urging a reevaluation of our current understanding. Moreover, the research provides compelling evidence of planetary ingestion by stars, offering a new lens through which to view the intricate dance between stars and their planetary companions. It underscores the dynamic and often tumultuous relationship between celestial bodies, enriching our grasp of the cosmos and its myriad mysteries. In essence, this study not only adds a new chapter to our knowledge of planetary development, but also highlights the universe's capacity for both creation and destruction. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.